Electric, Muhau. The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has refuted media reports published on 3rd December 2025, alleging that Zambia is facing a diesel crisis linked to supply constraints at Indeni Energy Company Limited. ERB Public Relations Manager Namukolo Kasumpa says the country has adequate fuel stocks and that there is no diesel shortage. She has highlighted that as of 2nd December 2025, the country has sufficient national diesel stocks amounting to 150.2 million litres. Of the 150.2 million litres, 47.72 million litres is stored at Ndola Fuel Depot in Zambia and 102.8 million litres is held at the Kigamboni Tank Farm in Tanzania, said Ms. Kasumpa in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Ms. Kasumpa said that these levels are above the country's minimum daily requirements, providing strong assurance of continued fuel availability. She explained that intermittent fuel supply patterns observed in selected areas are not due to national stock shortages, rather, they are linked to logistical and distribution challenges such as transportation delays, scheduling issues and temporary congestion at the depots and operational occurrences that occasionally arise within the supply chain. These are normal operational occurrences in fuel supply systems worldwide, and the relevant entities consistently resolve them within reasonable time frames, said Ms. Kasumpa. Ms. Kasumpa has reaffirmed the ERB's commitment to providing accurate and transparent updates on national fuel reserves and further urged the public and the media to rely on verified and credible fuel-related information to avoid unnecessary public alarm and disrupt market behavior.
The ERB would like to assure the nation that there is currently no diesel crisis in Zambia. As of 2nd December 2025, the country has sufficient national diesel stocks amounting to 150.2 million litres held as follows: 47.7 million litres stored at the Ndola Fuel Depot in Zambia, 102.4 million litres held at the Kigamboni Tank Farm in Tanzania. These levels combined exceed the national minimum daily requirements and provide strong assurance of continued fuel availability for the market.
National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACE's Executive Director, Aaron Chansa, has urged the Ministry of Education and the Zambia Police Service to implement stronger measures to safeguard children, particularly girls, from abuse in schools. His call follows a recent incident involving a 36-year-old teacher in Nyimba District, Eastern Province, who allegedly defiled a 12-year-old girl and later gave her 200 kwacha. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Dr. Chansa said such actions violate the Child Act of 2022, the Education Act of 2021 and the Professional Code of Ethics for Teachers in Zambia. The Teaching Council of Zambia and the Teaching Service Commission must be able to make sure that the teacher is disciplined accordingly and should be a lesson to other teachers who abuse children in schools, said Dr. Chansa. Dr. Chansa further urged the Ministry of Education to intensify awareness among teachers regarding unacceptable conduct, emphasizing the need for them to be fully knowledgeable about the teacher's code of conduct. He said teachers have a responsibility to act as role models and protectors of children's rights, stressing that schools must remain safe environments rather than places where abuse occurs.
And we want to appeal to police to make sure that this matter is dealt with expeditiously. The child must also be counseled, but also the learners should be able to know their rights. They should be able to know that teachers are there to teach them and not to abuse them. So the school authorities must also make sure that the child protection policies are put in place and also enforced. But parents must also play their role, make sure that they inculcate.
The Evangelical Fellowship of Zambia, EFZ, has called on the church to educate its members on embracing people with disabilities and to refrain from attaching religious superstitions or misconceptions to their conditions. The call comes after President Hage Geingob affirmed government's commitment to fully support and include persons with disabilities in all areas of national development during the 2025 International Day of Persons with Disabilities, held under the theme Fostering Disability Inclusive Societies for Advancing Social Progress. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, EFZ Executive Director Bishop Andrew Mwenda emphasized that the church has a responsibility to teach sound doctrine regarding disabilities, stressing that people with disabilities should not be condemned or judged based on unfounded beliefs linking their conditions to sin or spiritual curses. It is very insensitive to make assumptions that a person is impaired due to sin or any other misconception that exists, because it is not anyone's place to judge, but instead reach out to persons with disabilities in love by aiding them in any way as it is God's will, said Bishop Mwenda. Bishop Mwenda also commended President Hichilema for committing to supporting people with disabilities, noting that they are equal members of society to deserve respect, opportunities and the freedom to live fulfilling lives. He further reiterated EFZ's dedication to working with the government to ensure that the needs of persons with disabilities are adequately addressed.
So as EFZ, we want to encourage the church to take up pledge of the president and go out into the streets, because most of the people that are disabled, or when I say disabled here, there are people that are disabled physically and etc., out there in the streets. The number of them are not in the church, because the church has looked at them as more of beggars than anything else. So we want to ask that the church goes out to do a complete outreach to the disabled, because there are people that Jesus died for, and they must be brought in the fold, and that is in the church.
Environmentalist Geoffrey Peary has called on communities to take an active role in forest conservation, warning that rising deforestation is accelerating climate change and contributing to the nation's ongoing load shedding. His remarks come after the Ministry of Green Economy and Environment launched the Bush 2 Business Project, an initiative aimed at promoting sustainable natural resources management, improve livelihoods and protect Zambia's forests. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Peary noted that research indicates deforestation rates are increasing due to charcoal production, underscoring the need for sustainable approaches to forest resource use. Initiatives like the Bush to Business are very important because communities get to participate in the development of sustainable forest-based enterprises, which encourage them to protect resources as it gives them revenue in return, said Mr. Peary. Meanwhile, Mr. Peary has noted that there is need to intensify sensitization efforts regarding forest conservation, observing that punitive measures alone cannot address the issue effectively. He further emphasized the importance of protecting forests, noting that they are vital carbon sinks, and safeguarding these resources is essential for the well-being of the entire nation.
Those that are encroaching on existing forest reserves, punishment must be given. But what is important for the communities is to make them aware and sensitize them. Many people look at how they can potentially benefit from the natural resource. So I wouldn't say excessive punitive measures can resolve this issue, but community engagement, community awareness creation in the community, and sensitization will be very key and critical.
In African news, the United States on Wednesday said it will restrict visas for Nigerians it believes are responsible for what it described as anti-Christian violence. Secretary of State Marco Rubio on Wednesday said Washington was taking decisive actions in response to the mass killings and violence against Christians in that country. The restrictions will apply to anyone involved and their families, he said, mentioning radical Islamic terrorists, Fulani ethnic militias, and other violent actors in Nigeria and beyond. Rubio added that this policy would apply to other governments or individuals engaged in violations of religious freedom. Coming up shortly, Israel identifies hostage remains as Thai national. This plus more, stay tuned.
Cancer of the blood. Blood cancer is a widely used term for blood, bone marrow, and lymphatic cancer. Mostly, this cancer starts from the bone marrow. In this cancer, the development of blood cells gets disturbed by unrestrained growth of abnormal blood cells. There are no specific known causes of this malignancy. But some common symptoms include fevers, night sweating, enlarged lymph nodes, fatigue, and tiredness. Approximately one-third of all cancers diagnosed in children are blood cancer. A regular checkup can make all the difference. Remember, your health is your responsibility. Act now.
And now for the rest of the news. Israel has identified the body it received via the Red Cross on Wednesday as 43-year-old Thai agricultural worker Suthiak Rentiak, according to the Prime Minister's office. Rentiak was one of the last two deceased hostages still in Gaza. The body of the last remaining hostage, Ran Vil, a 24-year-old Israeli police officer, remains in Gaza.